With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson, who faced off with pro-Hamas demonstrators at Columbia University earlier this week, says the growing violence and threats to Jewish students cannot be tolerated. And he adds that Washington may need to send a message to college administrators by hitting them in their pocketbooks.
What Congress can do in addition to calling it out is that we also have the power of the purse. And so with regard to the funding, we're looking at very seriously reducing or eliminating any federal funds at all to campuses who cannot maintain basic safety and security of Jewish students. That's what we're looking at. We're looking at some other things as well.
Johnson, who earlier called for the president of Columbia University to resign, made his comments on the Salem News program this week on the Hill. The flu season is winding down. Correspondent Hannah Pajwani reports.
Medical visits for flu-like illnesses dip below the threshold for what's considered an active flu season for 3 weeks straight. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Other indicators like hospitalizations and patient testing also show low and declining activity. No state is reporting a high amount of flu activity, but New England is seeing the kind of patient traffic that's usually associated with an active flu season right now. Since the beginning of October, there have been at least 34 million illnesses, 380,000 hospitalizations, and 24,000 deaths from the flu. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Donald Trump's defense team in his alleged hush money case is seeking to undermine the testimony of the prosecution's first witness, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. Pecker returned to the witness stand Friday for a fourth day as defense attorneys tried to poke holes in his testimony about his tabloid's efforts to protect his old friend from potentially damaging stories. Good day on Wall Street as the Dow is up by 153 points. This is SRN News. President Biden sparks outrage with a gesture.
He was about to speak at a pro-abortion rally in Florida on Tuesday when he made the sign of the cross. That gesture, which dates back to early days of Christianity and is primarily associated with Catholics now, seemed highly inappropriate to many pro-lifers. Several high-ranking Democrats have been known to use religious language when promoting abortion, and the president's gesture seems to be the latest example. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man living as a woman is suing the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security after officials refused to change the sex on his driver's license. The lawsuit claims the department acted illegally by updating its policies last year without following the Tennessee Uniform Administrative Procedures Act. That requires public notice and public comment before an administrative rule is adopted. The department previously permitted changes to a sex designator on a Tennessee driver's license. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Alphabet and Microsoft led U.S. stock market to its first winning week in the last four and its biggest weekly gain since November. Google's parent company jumped after breezing past analyst expectations for profit and announcing its first dividend. Microsoft climbed also after topping forecasts. They helped offset a slide for Intel after it gave a forecast for profit, then fell short of analyst expectations. The Dow was up 153 points today to close at 38,239. The Nasdaq gained 316 points to 15,927. The S&P 500 adding 51 points to 5099. New York oil rose 28 cents to $83.85 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.